And so what made you decide you wanted to bike pack it?
Well, for first, I'd never bike packed before. And so it just seemed like a good adventure, you know. I'd heard that people had run around Mont Blanc, or, you know, the classic Ultra Trail de Mont Blanc, which is a yearly event where they run around it. And I thought, well, I can't do that, but if I take my bike, then it's a doable kind of adventure. For me, living in the UK, it's quite easy to get to, just a day drive. But the ride itself, from what I read on the internet, you know, and now having done it, it involves sort of steep technical descents and loads of rewarding views. And most people kind of do it in 4 to 5 days. And so it kind of fitted quite nicely, you know, with a day either end for driving and getting around. It fit quite nicely into like a week. And so it kind of meant that it didn't take too much time off work, but it still felt like a big adventure.
Okay, so if you were flying in from the US, you could probably do it in the same kind of time span, because you wouldn't, instead of doing that big drive you did over from the UK, then that would be your flight time from the US, and you could kind of package it up in a week and do it as a week trip if you were kind of based in the US.
Yeah, totally. I mean, the drive from where I live in the UK, it took about 18 hours. So yeah, you could definitely get from the US to Geneva, then Geneva to Chamonix, you know, easily in a day.
Cool, great. And just to be clear, Mont Blanc, that's the highest mountain in Europe, isn't it? And that's kind of the focus. That's why it's called the Tour de Mont Blanc.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the tallest mountain in Europe.
And it's what like 4,800 meters high and feet. What's that going to be like? It's going to be like north of 15,000, isn't it? Like something like around that.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah,